Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I've hated job interviews since I had one in a doctor's office. The doctor talked about himself for a good 20 minutes. He would ask me a question and interrupt me before I'd even answered. So basically, I answered no questions and he knew nothing about me. As I was leaving, the office manager said they had a lot of other interviews, so they would call me back about a week later. Guess what? A few hours later, the phone rang and they offered me the job. Of course, I turned it down because I didn't want a job where no one is actually interested in you. Speaker B.
I had plenty of job interviews. Honestly, I never worked in a real job before. Just did promotions and similar stuff. When I had to make an interview for the best position ever in a very reputed company, my nerves betrayed me. I mumbled too much, didn't respond well to questions, and said things that I realized I shouldn't have said. I even performed low on a test that was about media statistical information, which I actually know well. The annoying part is that the test was for 30 minutes and involved a lot of thinking. Naturally, I failed.
Speaker C. As for being the interviewer, I had one applicant for a computer networking position who asked me if it would be okay if he carried a gun on the job, because you can never be too safe. I wasn't sure he was packing heat at the moment, so I just smiled and said, "That's something you can discuss with the owner if he calls you back for a second interview," which of course we didn't. Another person I interviewed had a CV that said he'd worked 6 months before at the company he was applying to. Moreover, he'd worked there for 2 years and in my position while I was there. Speaker D.
Job interviews put a lot of pressure on applicants. All you can do is relax and be yourself. Your grades will speak for themselves. But so will the grades of dozens of other people applying for the same job. You may have a few failures in interviews, but something will turn up. Someone will recognize that your personality is right for their business. Even though you have a good grade point average, remember that a good job only comes about through learning on-the-job skills. College and internships can help a lot.
Speaker E. Yesterday, I had a job interview at a company where there were 30 people. We were split into groups and set activities to do. When we had breaks, the people overseeing us would come and tap the people they didn't like on the shoulder and lead them away. It was like Survivor, and it was terrifying. You saw them coming towards you, and then they'd take away the person you were talking to. I ended up getting the job. But I think I lost 5 years of my life from the stress of it. Speaker F.
I had a horrible interview at a pet shop a couple of weeks ago. Everything was normal until they asked me to sell them a product. I was given about 1 minute to look over some obscure bottle with fish tank fluid. Then the manager asked me the weirdest question about it, like, "Why is the bottle dusty? Is it old or something? What can you say to that?" "No, sir, it's just dusty because we don't bother to clean the store. Or better, yes, it is old. Frankly, it is crap, and no one buys it." Well, there's no way you can prepare for that.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. I've hated job interviews since I had one in a doctor's office. The doctor talked about himself for a good 20 minutes. He would ask me a question and interrupt me before I'd even answered. So basically, I answered no questions and he knew nothing about me. As I was leaving, the office manager said they had a lot of other interviews, so they would call me back about a week later. Guess what? A few hours later, the phone rang and they offered me the job. Of course, I turned it down because I didn't want a job where no one is actually interested in you. Speaker B.
I had plenty of job interviews. Honestly, I never worked in a real job before. Just did promotions and similar stuff. When I had to make an interview for the best position ever in a very reputed company, my nerves betrayed me. I mumbled too much, didn't respond well to questions, and said things that I realized I shouldn't have said. I even performed low on a test that was about media statistical information, which I actually know well. The annoying part is that the test was for 30 minutes and involved a lot of thinking. Naturally, I failed.
Speaker C. As for being the interviewer, I had one applicant for a computer networking position who asked me if it would be okay if he carried a gun on the job, because you can never be too safe. I wasn't sure he was packing heat at the moment, so I just smiled and said, "That's something you can discuss with the owner if he calls you back for a second interview," which of course we didn't. Another person I interviewed had a CV that said he'd worked 6 months before at the company he was applying to. Moreover, he'd worked there for 2 years and in my position while I was there. Speaker D.
Job interviews put a lot of pressure on applicants. All you can do is relax and be yourself. Your grades will speak for themselves, but so will the grades of dozens of other people applying for the same job. You may have a few failures in interviews, but something will turn up. Someone will recognize that your personality is right for their business. Even though you have a good grade point average, remember that a good job only comes about through learning on-the-job skills. College and internships can help a lot.
Speaker E. Yesterday, I had a job interview at a company where there were 30 people. We were split into groups and set activities to do. When we had breaks, the people overseeing us would come and tap the people they didn't like on the shoulder and lead them away. It was like Survivor, and it was terrifying. You saw them coming towards you, and then they'd take away the person you were talking to. I ended up getting the job, but I think I lost 5 years of my life from the stress of it. Speaker F.
I had a horrible interview at a bed shop a couple of weeks ago. Everything was normal until they asked me to sell them a product. I was given about 1 minute to look over some obscure bottle with fish tank fluid. Then the manager asked me the weirdest question about it, like, "Why is the bottle dusty? Is it old or something? What can you say to that?" "No, sir, it's just dusty because we don't bother to clean the store. Or better, yes, it is old. Frankly, it is crap, and no one buys it." Well, there's no way you can prepare for that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.